I'm finding my groove at Juneteenth in Milwaukee with the Northcott Neighborhood House, diving into the action from lively music to local flavors.
While exploring, I met up with Reginald Jones, who shares a backyard with the festival.
Back in the mid-1950s, my parents bought a house about 300 yards from where we're standing.
Oh, wow.
So I'm literally at home. Well, what's important about this is we'll find that research does justice to history. Mm-hmm. And Juneteenth Day specifically commemorates the end of chattel slavery in the United States. Mm-hmm. We do know the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, the men and women who are still held in bondage in Galveston, Texas, had no clue that system had ended. As you can all see, the streets is teeming with people. I'm glad they made it down. And what's unique about the Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration, it is one of the longest running and largest celebrations in the entire nation.
A celebration that's been welcoming folks of all ages to come together, including longtime attendee Rosalind Baker.
So I understand you have been coming to these Juneteenth festivals for quite some time.
For quite some time.
So you have been to the overwhelming majority.
Oh, for 2 years.
What was it like when it was first starting?
It was nice. Well, we thought it was wonderful because, you know, it was compact, but nothing like this. When I came back from North Carolina last year and I saw this, I said, my God, this is so wonderful. It's beautiful. And this is where I sit when I come so I can see everybody go past.
Yeah. What makes this Juneteenth Festival so special to you?
It's long history and the people, the food, it recognizes when the people in Texas found out that they were free.
What's kept you coming back every year?
Seeing the people. And, you know, and I always have to buy something.
Thank you so much, Ms. Roslyn.
Thank you.
From shopping to games to delicious food, it's all happening at Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration.